Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm here with Lena, and we're with the youth media team, and we're here with Mark Carey and Connor Power.
You said that there were 22 pilot schools. Do you plan on expanding on this number?
Yeah, we worked with 22 schools over a year on the Exploring Coding initiative. We hope to expand on this over the next month, because we have formally finished that pilot initiative now, and we're starting our next phase, which is called Junior Cycle Coding in Action. So we have a letter going to schools with an expression of interest in the coming weeks. So schools, by the end of April, will be able to express their interest in becoming involved in the next project, which will meet the needs of a much larger group of schools. Our target, Elaine, is to meet about maybe 10% of the schools. So we've got a figure, an approximate figure currently of 70. So that would be 70 out of 750. We're aiming for that number. We think that that's manageable within our next phase of the project. And these schools will be committed to offering the short course, have existing practice, have teacher expertise, have timetable allocation, and have managerial support and awareness of the benefits and potential of the short course.
Schools have to meet a certain criteria. What about schools in more disadvantaged areas?
Yeah. So just on that question, schools have to meet a certain criteria. So schools are in different places regarding computer science in terms of timetable, for example. Some schools might just offer a 40-minute class in first year dedicated to computers in a broad sense. It could be digital media literacy, it could be computer science or coding, while other schools have existing practice. So schools entered the initial phase at varying different levels, with the upper reaching maybe being a double class in first year, second year and third year, which is a significant amount of time. It's nearly 135 hours of learning happening across the 3 years. So that was the criteria in terms of time, which is a main one. And with schools in disadvantaged areas, it was actually without actually planning for it. When we looked back over the 22 schools that had taken part in the initial project, we found that there was a huge mix. They were all mixed students, male and female. There were no single-sex schools just involved in this particular phase of the project. And we found that between 40 and 50% of schools were actually in the DESH bracket, which is where they would receive specific support to support their students that may come from a disadvantaged background. So that would be a consideration that we keep from the very start when we look at our next group of schools. And it just accidentally happened in some ways when we looked at the 22 schools that took part. Also, I suppose from a geographical spread, another important disadvantage that might be the case is the proximity to companies. So you might find schools along ICT hubs like Shannon, Limerick, maybe along Cork, Little Island, Carrigtwohill, or up along Galway, close to Galway City, or in the Kildare, Dublin hub. Those schools have a lot of proximity, so we've got to be conscious of the schools that might be in more rural areas, or that may not have that same level of access to industry. We've got to consider, part of our project over the next page might be actually asking them to consider links with localised ITs, because that gives a firm footing to get over the geographical disadvantage that those schools might have as well. Okay.
Connor, have you anything to add to that?
No, other than it's very interesting that even the practice in some of the schools that would identify as being in the DESH bracket, could be very developed, and a lot of the students that mightn't excel in other areas, they can really excel in technology because they're put on an even footing, compared to other students, when they're engaging in practice in schools. So.
Why do you think it is important to teach coding to students at a young age?
Well, it's the 21st century and technology is everywhere, and students, as people will say, much to the kind of controversy that's there at the moment with screen time and that, from the age of 2, 3, 4, students are using the technology, and it would be a pity to see students go through secondary school as technology users without understanding any of the science and the technique behind actually creating the content that's on there, you know. And I would also see coding as a language, and like any language, the younger you started, the better. And we'd have a situation where in the past students would be opting to take a computer programming course for 4 years in college without ever having been exposed to programming before. So for those reasons, and also, you know, the new junior cycle has seen a huge rethink in how we assess and what we assess. And two key areas that have been identified would be computational thinking and problem solving, to get students who are resilient and able to not just learn off and repeat formulaic answers, but, you know, they're able to kind of work through a problem. And coding is one of the ultimate tests and the ultimate way to flex those kind of those brain muscles. You know, one thing we do as part of the CPD on the coding initiative, and it's very popular, is like unplugged activities before you even go near the computer. You know, yeah, getting the students used to how to kind of identify a problem and how to come up with what we call the algorithms, you know, the steps that are needed to solve it. And that learning that takes place as part of a coding short course is not just applicable to the coding that they're doing. It's applicable across all their subjects. And that's what's so exciting about it. And also, students, it's the interest levels. You know, from when I was 8 and I got my first Commodore 64 and started programming, I thought it was very strange that, you know, there was none of this in schools. And that is as interesting as it was and as cool as it was, and all the amazing things you could do, that it didn't have a place in school to help you grow and develop that. And Coder Dojo and initiatives like that have been hugely beneficial for Ireland in relation to developing that. And, you know, it's great to see that it has a place now in the curriculum, and students that would have been doing outside of school as part of competitions are now doing it inside of school and getting the recognition for it. And teachers are there supporting the development of that as well. And like another reason, which isn't really, you know, for teachers, it's not the be all and end all, but, you know, in Ireland there is huge opportunities for people in the area of computer programming, computer science. And like I said earlier, even the skills of those as well are highly sought after, you know. So, you know, for students now, it's very exciting that they can, there's huge initiatives in primary schools led out by groups like Leuro before, but now the minister and the department are involved in making sure that coding is going to be an integral part of the primary curriculum. The coding short course is there at junior cycle, and now with the Leaving Cert coming on stream, there's a very impressive and very substantial pathway for students now to go through and become the next generation of coders. And Ireland, we have so many advantages, and we're poised at such a unique phase with so many tech companies here and data centers and all this, that, you know, it's only right, I think, that students from a young age can really get involved. And, you know, the kind of projects and the kind of technologies that we're producing are only going to kind of exponentially increase once we have kids thinking about these kind of problems when they're 4 and 5, as opposed to starting a college course at 18 and looking at it then.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers.